Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Having a good evening. Hope everybody's doing well and enjoying the tail end of the summer. here on the res, tail end of the summer, that's getting plums and getting the, well, pretty soon it's going to be buffalo berries. You know, so hold on real quick here. I hope that you're all preparing for the winter. Someone told me it's going to be a real a bitter one. Well, they always say that every winter gets like that, I guess, you know. And I guess you could say I wouldn't want it no other way. But that would be a lie. You know, I feel pretty bad. I just, you know, found out my son, I have a son who passed away a few years back. And his sister was, he was really close with his sister. Her name was Karen Mestis Bluebird. And I just found out that they found her murdered in Sioux Falls. And, you know, stuff like that really, really hurts, you know. It's like, it's sad that things like this happen. And maybe it was a boyfriend. I don't know, no details on it. I just caught wind that she was found beaten to death. It could have been a woman. You know, women do that too. They get drunk or whatever and beat people to death, kill people. It could, maybe not a man or whatever, but the point is, to me, she is a little girl. I knew her as a little girl. But, of course, she had children, and she is a young mother. So I just, you know, wanted to give some my sympathies to her family. Her family was my son's family. And I know them very well, and live in Porcupine, Evergreen. I knew this girl, and, you know, she even called me dad because her brother was my son, and they were real close, and she got along with me real good. She was pretty hurt when my son passed away. A lot of us were, too. Another young Lakota woman found dead in this violence that we live in. So I'll move on to something right now. You know, I understand people are out there getting their vaccines and all that to prevent COVID, and to each his own. You know, a lot of people do it and then a lot of people don't. There's a lot of reasons why people don't. And the people that do don't understand that. And they want to attack people that don't. They want to start trouble with them. They want to bully them. You know, like even for not wearing masks, you know. To me, that's none of my business if somebody wears a mask or not. You know, if I'm going to take care of myself, yeah, maybe I'll wear a mask because I'm worried about somebody else. But mainly, my job is just to keep away from that. You know, But people, I understand they live in cities or whatever. Down here on the res, you know, like me, I haven't been to a Walmart in 9 months or, well, before that, 18 months or whatever. You know, I go to Valentine, and there's a lot of Washichu there. I kind of stay away from them and their deal, you know. I'm careful. But I don't force myself on other people. I don't go up and say, hey, why ain't you got a mask on? But white people are like that, you know? They'll get in your face. But also, I've seen Indians doing this. I even see a Sundance imposing this on people. Or, you know, I understand it. You know, you want to keep people safe and whatever, and you have your excuse, but we have to understand why some people don't take the vaccine, too. And I'll give an example. I watched a video of Eric Clapton. You know, he's a big, famous guitar player. And he was catching a lot of static on the media recently, the last days, as a matter of fact, for talking down about the vaccine and all this stuff and COVID and all that. Another one, Oscar De La Hoya, a famous boxer. And both of these guys, like Eric Clapton, I watched his video. He said, you know what? He says, I'm not attacking the vaccine because I didn't take it. He said, I took it. He took the vaccine. And he's a guitar player. And he said, man, he got some bad reaction to it, really bad. And he had to cancel some gigs and everything, you know. He lost some money over it. Well, he said, well, you know, that's all right. But what it was he is helping other people, you know, do recordings or stuff like that. Anyway, long story short, he got real sick, and when he started telling people about it, they started calling him a liar and, you know, telling him, don't worry about it. He's just crying. You know? He said people that were close to him, even other musicians, even his own kids, he said he started losing lots of friends because he told them, hey, man, I got messed up over this. And so he said he got quiet, you know, and started trying to get well, get better, and hope that maybe it was just simp. And I guess he got better, and after he was down for about a week, he said, and longer than that, but a week he was hit pretty hard. And then after that, it come time for his the second shot. And he said, wow, you know what? And after listening to everybody and all that, well, I'll go ahead and take the second shot. So he took the second shot. And, man, this one almost took him out. Even right now, he's still having trouble playing guitar. And it's been weeks after. He lost movement in his hands. He got really sick. He had lots of things wrong with him, and he accepted it logically as him being old and things like that. But after he studied it, and you know, the guy's got money, so he had doctors check it out, and they pulled out the cards on the possibilities. And just like in England, 425 something people died from the Pfizer vaccine. And from these other ones, more people died. That ain't counting more people that got bad reactions, you know. And Oscar De La Hoya, he took his shots. He said he was vaccinated. And he's laying in the hospital right now knocking on heaven's door. And he has a video of him in the hospital. And he said he thought he's taking care of himself. He caught it again. You know, so that makes people wonder, you know. And I will say this, if you went and got your shot and no reaction, no bad reaction, good. More power to you, you know. I'm happy for you that you haven't got no bad reactions. But the thing like Eric Clapton's talking about, like, okay, they took the shot and to clear up the fact that it ain't working, they started a new, call it the Delta variant. So if you take a vaccine for that one and still get hit COVID after that, they're going to say, oh, well, there's another form of COVID coming up. You know, in other words, it looks like the government's the one playing games with people, you know? So if your two shots ain't working and you get sick, they're going to say, oh, that's the Delta, the Delta variant or whatever they want to call it. You know, so right away you believe that stuff, take another shot. You know? And still nobody knows exactly what's going on with these shots. Some of you have took it, and it might have been only 2-3 months since you took it. Well, you know, what's coming to you down the line? You know? That's the other thing. There's been some long-range effects on it. Eric Clapton called it a yellow card. There's a yellow card or something out there that explains it. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about it since I'm not doing no research. But, you know, on this program, I guess you could say, call it a gossip show or call it whatever you want. It's Native Talk Radio. And I'm unprofessional as all hell. And I'm proud to be that way. I'm not going to sit here acting like no white boy with all kinds of knowledge and research and all this. I'm just telling you what I hear, what I see. And I'm telling you, there's a video of Eric Clapton talking about his experience with taking a vaccine. And a friend of mine just came from Europe, and I guess she got vaccinated stuff. But every country has their own vaccine, and some countries won't let you in if you took the other country's vaccine. You know, some countries won't let you in if you took the American forms or the Russian forms or the Chinese forms, you know, of the vaccine. So basically what I'm telling you, and my own opinion, is I'm not going to run around and play cop and play God and play snitch and run around and say, oh, that guy ain't got a mask on. Or, are they didn't get vaccinated, so they can't come here. You know? I mean, Eric Clapton got vaccinated. Oscar De La Hoya got vaccinated. He's knocking on heaven's door right now. A lot of other people got vaccinated and even died. Like I said, just in England, 425 people with the Pfizer shot. And I notice over here on the res, a lot of Indians, they must like the name Pfizer, because out of all the choices, they picked the Pfizer shot. You know, well, it's true. The Pfizer shot has less deaths than the other ones. The other ones have more bad experiences. So, you know, I'm not here throwing smut on the vaccine either. I'm just telling the people who listen to this radio show that I hope you ain't one of those people that are out there trying to make people make decisions for themselves. You know? I'm not going to tell you what to do. And I'm not going to, on this radio show here, tell you people, you better take the shot or you better not take the shot. I'm not going to do that. But I'm just sharing some information because, like I said, Eric Clapton, he's a well-known, to me, one of the most famous guitar players on earth today, even though maybe he's not as good as Wes Montgomery or Joe Pass or maybe even George Benson and others. But his style of playing guitar is basic, like the way I play guitar, you know, a master of the pentatonic scale. And so I call him one of the best guitar players out there because, you know, in my style of playing, he's good. So as famous as he is, he's expressing why he, there's a couple songs, him and Van Morrison puts a couple songs out on the, out and, you know, talking about what happened when they took the shot. And one of the songs is about don't fall for all that or something. Like I said, I should have did more research and maybe somebody can do this research, you know. But just for me right now, I'm just telling you, you know, Eric Clapton gave a pretty heavy deal with, let me see, with this COVID, you know, and let me see. Yeah, and so he made a protest song, you know, and he did some interviews talking about, you know, his devastating impact, COVID. And one of his songs is called This Has Gotta Stop, you know. And what he's talking about is it's gotta stop what they're doing, this propaganda, you know. And he has a good reason for it. And once again, like I said, he's got another one called Stand and Deliver. Him and Van Morrison, I guess Van Morrison, you guys know who Van Morrison is, the older people. He's the one who wrote Brown Eyed Girl and, you know, a lot of the Gloria and all them songs. Anyway, I'm sharing what I hear from this video. And, yeah, people could say, well, Eric Clapton's a liar. You know, some people said that and all that. But, you know, I listened to the video. And to me, Eric Clapton ain't got no reason to lie. You know? He don't look like he's lying when you listen to his video. And he's got proof of what happened to him. The only thing is he got enough money where he had real doctors check him out. And he went and ran across and searched for other groups of people like him, and they found out, you know, there is a lot of people out there that got vaccinated and had bad effects, and some people died with it, and some people just caught COVID again, you know. So I'm just sharing this with you. Something to think about if you haven't gotten the shot. And something to think about if you have got the shot. If you have got the shot and you haven't had no bad experiences, good. But that doesn't mean you're going to catch it again. That vaccine probably don't mean nothing. It probably just, like he said, some propaganda to get you to get a shot and this pharmaceutical companies making all this money off of it, and actually you're getting when they give you something and you think you got it, but really it's nothing. They I'm getting a brain lock, but anyway, so I just wanted to share this with you, you know, about the shot and also about you. Not, if you got the shot, good. You know, more power to you. A lot of my family got the shot, and I'm praying they don't catch COVID, and I'm praying that they don't, you know, I'm praying for them that since they got the shot, that they don't turn out all disappointed and maybe in 6 months start growing something out of their forehead that they never had before or something. You know what I mean? Or something. We have to wait and see how these vaccinations, or maybe everybody's going to catch autism in a year or something, you know? How do we know, you know? A lot of people running around look like they're not all there right now. You know, and you look at the stuff going on in this country, really stupid people out there, like those January 6th rioters at the Capitol, you know, their excuses, and they're crying around now, and Trump made me do it, you know. What kind of idiot are you? I think you must have got the shot or something, you know. You're acting like, you know, they're stupid. There's stupid people in this country. And I'm wondering how this country's so damn great. Well, George Carlin said it. You put a bunch of stupid people together and you got trouble. And that's what this country survives on, trouble. Trouble gives the cops a job, you know. It's like a bunch of apes and gorillas with hand grenades or machine guns around here. And they go around the world and act like this, you know. Over there in Afghanistan, all the trouble they started and all the pain and suffering they caused the people of Afghanistan, you know. Going over there and playing God and the Savior and all that. So the people of Afghanistan jump on their side and for the money. And now the U.S. leaves. Now all these brilliant people that supported them are running for their life now. They have no home. They're going to get killed for being traitor there. You know, when you turn on your own kind, for the white man, that is stupid. You know, maybe your own people wasn't treating you that good. But at least you were home. At least you was working. At least you were doing something. Maybe the rules were stricter. But you were used to it. Your kids were out there playing. People was out there surviving. You know? And if you were good, you knew how to navigate through that world, you know, and be happy. There was families. Women had their face covered. They were home. Of course, an American, Washichu, is never going to understand that. So the American women want to influence women from other countries on why are they doing that? Why are they wearing this thing over their face? Are they? They got to have rights. They did that in Japan. So the women in Japan are, you know, was bucking on their own system. Well, you can get away with it someplace, but look at Afghanistan. All those people, anybody that supported the American is running and hiding, and there's thousands of them. Thousands of them. When these Americans went over there, they should have stood by their own people. The only way a human can survive is stay with your own kind. Don't join another race of people. Don't try to be a white man when you're in Afghanistan or Lakota or black man. Don't do that. Why? Why would you want to do that? You know, the thing is, we have to be loyal to our own kind. When all fails, when you have to come back and face your own kind, what are you going to do? That's like me having a rock band, right? And playing music wherever, and I go to different countries and I play music and, you know, but I live here on the res. I'm Lakota. I go to Inipi. I go to Sundance. I live with my people and I respect my culture. So, but I go across the ocean or go someplace and I wanna sell my music. I wanna be a star. So the Washichu tells me, put a war bonnet on and do a show with the war bonnet on. So for the money and for the crowd, I do it. Yeah, the crowd says, yeah, look at as natives, you know. And I never did that. And I'm glad I didn't. But I seen musicians and bands do that. And where are they today, these bands that sold out? I not seen one of them got famous. Clandestine, where are they at? All these bands that I seen travel around the world, you know, playing Indian while they're on stage in front of the Washichu, I ain't seen one of them become famous. They sold out for nothing. So I want to be able to come back to my own kind and be comfortable with my own people. So like in Afghanistan, all those people ran with the white man for 20 years. Now the white man don't want them and took off. Yeah, he's trying to show some sympathy and trying to help some of them escape. But what about the ones that can't escape? What about the ones already died and got killed for being traitors? What about all them? He teaches you how to turn against your own kind, and then we'll throw you under the bus. And that's my basic message here, you know. If we're going to start doing these kind of things, helping the white man, how can you come back and face your own people again? And I turned on I opened up some lines, so you guys, no farting on the air. Did I say that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'll say it more respectfully. No shooting gas over the air. Okay. And that goes for you, Philip. No. Oh, and no snoring. Anyway, I turn on some lines and I'm just trying to joke with you guys, you know. You know, I was thinking of Jennifer. Jennifer, can you hear me? Oh, I guess you guys got your phones on mute. Anyway.
No, I'm here. All I heard was something about throwing you under the bus. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I had it on mute.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jennifer, you know, maybe I'll ask all of you guys. I seen a question on Facebook, you know. Some friend of mine on Facebook. Well, I met her over here too. She came over here, but she said, identify your state with a food, you know? So some said pizza and everybody, and me, what did I say? I said puppy. Is that identifying my state? I said Taniga too, but no one know what that means, you know. I said, I was thinking of Jennifer and I said that, you know, identify your state by a food, and I said puppy. There's a lot of people out there who won't even know what I mean, you know. You know, but Philip, you know, maybe you heard what I was, maybe I'll backtrack. Maybe you guys are late. And Layla, you heard me talking about Eric Clapton, about the COVID vaccine, how he took the COVID vaccine and still got really sick. And then Oscar De La Hoya knocking on heaven's door right now, and he got the vaccine, you know. And you know, there's a lot of information out there, and like I said, I'm not telling people what to do. I'm not saying don't take the vaccine. I'm not saying nothing, but my message is this: just because you took the vaccine and because you feel good about it and safe about it, you know, I don't like to see people turning into troublemakers, bullies, rats, propaganda people over this. But that's what, there's people getting killed out there over not wearing a mask. People will go, hey, you ain't got your mask on. You know, I don't do that. If I see someone without a mask, am I going to go over there and get off in his face? Hell no. If I'm worried that I'm not going to get around them. And even before this COVID stuff, I didn't like to stand in front of no Washichu face to face. You know what I mean? I don't do that anyway, you know? You know? I don't do that stuff. So my message of this is, you know, if you take the vaccine, good. Glad you took it and hope you feel safe. And if you didn't take it, I'm not going to be sitting here telling you to take it, you know. Take it or don't come on this show no more, you know. Take it or don't talk to me no more, you know. Take it, you know. I'm not going to do that because other people have reasons for being this way. Philip, did you read that? Did you hear about Eric Clapton? You know?
No, I didn't. I've been...
Yeah, well, he was getting criticized for being outspoken against the vaccine, and him and Van Morrison made a couple songs about it. You know, about the vaccine. One called one of the songs called "This Has Got to Stop," and the other one is "Stand and Deliver." You know, him and he said, "This has got to stop." The reason why they made that song is because they force people to take the vaccine, and he said, "This has got to stop. Don't be forcing people to do something when nobody has thoroughly proven how this stuff is." He took the vaccine and got sick. And then he waited a month or whatever when his next one, and he's, after all this pressure, he said, "Well, I already invested, so I'll go ahead and take the other one." So he took the other one and got super sick again. He had canceled some, you know, Eric Clapton, he canceled some gigs, some recording deals that he was doing for other to participate in other events and do shows and stuff. He lost a lot of opportunity for that. And that's why him and Van Morrison, the same thing with Van Morrison. So that's what their message is. This has got to stop. What they're saying is somebody's got, are you in the wind or something?
No.
Or okay. And anyway, let me see. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, we have to not be into that propaganda where we're turning enemies against our own friends and relatives and associates just because they didn't take the vaccine. That's what his point is. He said he lost a whole bunch of friends and good musician buddies and people who turned on him because first, he said why he's against it. He got sick from it, you know. When he first got sick from it, he told some people, even his own kids, call him a liar and stuff like that. They didn't believe him. So he said he kept quiet over it. He said, okay, you know, I'm not going to fight with everybody. He said, because I'm a musician. It's all about love, peace, harmony, and he said it's not about politics and all this stuff. So in order to keep the peace and love in music, he shut up, and then he went and took the next shot and got sick again, and he still can't play right now fully over this. He has to work. Something happened to his fingers or something. And he said, yeah, it could be because I'm old or whatever. But he said, it's just strange how all this happened after he took the shot, you know. Or he called it the poke, you know.
The poke.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't know. Everybody's body reacts to it differently. I know I took the vaccine. I took both doses of the Pfizer, and nothing's happened to me, but that could just be me, you know. So I'm not looking down on people that don't take it either, you know. That's their choice, you know, and I wear a mask where I go, just because I don't want to get sick. You know, I don't want to. And if I do get it, I don't want to pass it on to somebody else. So I just do it out of just being a decent human being, you know. Ill will on other people.
If you do get it, you ain't going to be out there to give it to somebody else. You'll be sick. You'll be in the house. So, you know, you don't need to worry about it, you know. The thing is, it's just like I said earlier. When I go someplace and I look around and I see the kind of scroungy people around me, I slap the mask on, and I'll make baby girl or whoever's with me slap a mask on, because it's not COVID. You know, there's so many other diseases you can catch nowadays.
Right.
Not COVID, but you can catch maybe hepatitis if someone throws a spit on you or something, you know? I mean, there's so many other ways to get sick, not just COVID. But because of COVID and the masks, every time they come around, like we're at the Rosebud Fair and walking around at the carnival, there's people passing by. I didn't have a mask down hanging on my neck. They come over and give me a brand new mask. All right, I got a new mask now. They'll slap it on for a while until no one's looking and let it hang back down, you know, so I can breathe, you know. And, you know, but I'm not running around snitching on people either. I'm not saying, hey, look, that guy ain't got a mask on. Make him get, you know. I'm not doing that. And that's why Eric Clapton made that song, "This Has Got to Stop." People are getting carried away with all this, and they're imposing things on people that become a lack of freedom, you know, a lack of respect, and it's a big fight. You look at all the people, like, people get real stupid. Like, there was a white guy on a video, I think I put it on Facebook a while back, they told him to wear a mask at the airport, and because he's a veteran, he put on a big performance, started pounding, throwing stuff around, because, damn it, I'm a vet. You don't treat me like that. I fought for this country, and you're going to make me wear, you know, and he put on a big show, and anyway, went to jail over. Oh, he didn't go to jail. Because he's a white guy. What they did to him was took him to the hospital for psych evaluation.
Yeah.
But a month ago, a black woman who they screwed around with her plane ticket, made her miss the plane, acted up at the counter. They locked her up, took her to jail. She had her kids with her. They took her kids from her. You know, but this white guy, they took him to hospital, get, you know, psych evaluation, you see. So, you know, what it is, yeah, it's common sense. If I'm going someplace and they want me to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask. I'm not gonna fight them and put on a big stupid show over it. Some guy's kid was at school, and they suspected them of having COVID and giving the kids. So they locked him in. Principal put him in a room or something, and they were, I forget the story, but anyway, what happened was, so the father and two buddies show up at the school with Ziplocs, and want to arrest the principal and bully the principal. And anyway, they went to jail for that. You know, all of this over wearing a mask. You know what I mean? There's no need to get in trouble over it, I don't think, you know. there's no need for that. So I just, if they want me to wear a mask, I'll put the mask on. You know what I mean? But if they ask me to sniff a fart, I'm not going to do that. You know? You know? I got some borderline there.
So this is one thing to think about, okay? Now, they're talking about mask mandates and people are throwing a fit about not wanting to wear a mask and all this stuff. Well, you know what? Wearing a seatbelt is a law. That's for your safety. There's other things that are laws for your safety. Nobody bitches about those.
Well, I don't wear a seatbelt either.
Nobody has a big complaint about those, but they'll act out over wearing a mask. Or like, you know, people are saying, and granted, kids under 12, you know, so far they said, you know, they don't have the vaccine for kids under 12. So even though Lucas has already had COVID, he can't get the vaccine. They mandate before your kids can enter school that they have their measles, mumps, chicken pox, rubella vaccines. So where's everybody bitching about that?
I'm bitching.
You see the hypocrisy behind it. Oh, yeah, they'll go ahead and they'll have they won't say anything about having to have your kids vaccinated before they go to school. But when it comes to the COVID, then they're going to bitch. And I don't understand that argument.
Well, okay,
Philip. You're already vaccinated. So what's another vaccine?
Okay, let's step back. You got to really think here. We're talking about Americans. Americans are the ones who feel like, Americans feel like their rights are taken. It's all about the rights.
It ain't about
what's right or wrong. It's about their rights. It's like these people running around saying, they're trying to take our guns from us. The government ain't taking their guns. They're trying to take these assault rifles, you know, ban them. That's different than taking people's guns. They ain't trying to take guns from people unless you're an ex-felon or something, you know? But you see what I'm saying? They're not trying to take guns away from people. They're trying to ban assault weapons for what people do with them assault weapons. What do you need an assault weapon for if you're here in America? You know, you're here in America. You're with your fellow Americans. You're with your fellow citizens. Why do you need assault weapons? You ain't in Iraq or Vietnam or World War II or something. You're here with your fellow people. What do you need assault weapon for? And you don't use assault weapon to hunt deer with either. And we ain't got no elephants over here to hunt, you know? So what do we need assault weapons for? That's the point. But people, these Americans, they really they're sick with their rights. Oh, I got a right. Like the guy, I fought for this country. I don't need to wear a mask. It ain't about wearing the mask. They feel like their rights are being screwed with. That's why them stupid idiots went and attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Grown adults with no brains, lack of brain development. These are the kind of people that we're talking about, Philip. We're not talking about, you know, the rest is common sense. The rest is common sense. And us as indigenous people, I'm saying, we don't need to get involved in that shit. You know, we don't need to get involved in it. You know, let's not be a participant in that, because what's happening is they're doing it on the res now. So they got Indians on the res starting to act like white men. They're fighting over here in the store. Oh, hey, you ain't got a mask in there. But Indians, they like white guys. They ain't going to call the cops. They're going to start busting each other up. You know what I mean? Women and all. You know what I mean? And some wicked stuff comes down because we're not meant to participate and get involved in this stuff. You know, it's not our nature to deal with these kind of standards of living. So all I'm saying is, please be peaceful out there and don't worry about if Joe Blow don't have a mask. If you're worried about him, walk around him or whatever, switch aisles or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just stay away. That's what I do. I stay away. I only go to the store if I need to go to the store. But, you know, I went to Golden Corral the first time a couple weeks ago when I happened to go up there to pick up my niece who they some Rudy Poots dumped in Rapid City. I went up there to get her. And then since I was up there, we went and took a gamble and went into Golden Corral, you know, ain't been there in ages. So we went in there and ate and hauled ass out of there. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's it. We didn't even go into Walmart. We said, how with Walmart? How with everything else? And we went to Golden Corral. We stopped at a gas station, filled up, boom, back to the rest. You know, that's the way I deal with it. If I'm worried about something, that's how I deal with it. If I'm worried about gun violence, I'm not going to be hanging around in a where there's a bunch of gangsters. You know what I mean? That's how I deal with life. If I don't hang around with a bunch of drunks or where drunk people are. You know, if it invades my personal life, then I guess I just say, well, walk on Tonka must have wanted to test me. You know? But I don't go out in the world and play cop. But I heard Dave Ortiz on this radio show, excuse for saying his name, but he said if he's seen someone without a mask, he'll drop a dime on them, you know? And this is a leader of AIM, they call it, you know? You know, he said he'll drop a dime on them. You see? And that's what I'm saying. Once we start doing that, look how it makes us look. You know, you're representing our indigenous nation by being a rat, a snitch.
Yeah.
And I do not want to see our people living like this. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I was sharing this with Eric Clapton. Because, and Oscar De La Hoya, you know who Oscar De La Hoya is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's knocking on heaven's door right now with COVID. And he's talking in the hospital, Ben. He said he don't know why he caught it. He took his vaccinations, and he's got it, you know? So in other words, what I'm saying is, I'm not getting on your case because you took vaccinated or my son got vaccinated or my brother and cousins got vaccinated. I'm not making fun of them or putting them down. I'm saying I'm happy you took it and hopefully it's saving you from not catching the disease. But because you guys took it, I hope you ain't running around trying to play cop on other people, telling them that you should take it, you know. Nobody's treated me like that. My own brother, my cousin, they were on the radio show and they both talked about they took the vaccine, but they didn't say, hey, you should go take it, you know, because, you know, they know me, you know. And I just said, well, I'm going to keep an eye on you guys. If you if you guys grow some breasts or something in a few months, then I'll make sure I don't take it, you know? You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You guys took it, and whoever took it, I'm happy for you, you know? No hard feelings for me. But don't come over to me and start telling me I better take it or else you're not my buddy no more, you know? Or I better take it or you ain't coming on the radio show no more, you know? You know what I mean? That's what people are doing out there. And that's why Eric Clapton made that song. This has got to stop, you know? This has got to stop. Do you see the reason what I'm saying there? And Eric Clapton's reason?
Wombly.
Yeah.
It's us and them. It's more us and them.
Yep. There it is. Us and them. And I'm not saying us who took the shot or us who didn't take the shot. I'm saying us and them means how we handle it and how they handle it. I don't want us to be handling it like the way they handle it. You know, I wanted my daughter to dance this year, but at the powwows, you know, I seen all these complications over COVID and stuff. Says, how with that? You know what I mean? Just don't want to deal with it, you know? Went to the carnival, you know, slapped a mask on, got rides and blah, blah, blah. She enjoyed herself, you know, and that was good enough for me, you know, and went home, you know. I wouldn't want to go through a bunch of baloney or what's that word they say, malarkey, over this COVID. You know what I mean? I don't see no point in just ruining everything good because of propaganda, when most of it's propaganda, you know? So the ones who took the shot, happy for them. The ones who haven't took the shot, I'm not going to sit here and tell them they better take the shot. And if they don't got a mask on, you know, I mean, I show people respect. I went to a couple people's houses, you know, and I said, you want me to wear a mask? Nah, don't. You come on in, you know. But I gave them that courtesy. Should I wear a mask? In other words, I'm on your turf. Do you want me to wear a mask? You know, if I go in your house, Philip, do you want me to wear a mask? And you let me know. I'm going to ask you. You know, I'm there on your turf. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to deal with it.
No, come on in. You're fine.
Yeah.
Want some coffee?
Yeah, come in with your bad breath and cough. It's all right. You know, but that's all I'm saying. And you know, and I was sharing that with you know, and I use Eric Clapton because he has a 30-minute video and he explains why people didn't know why he was made this protesting song. They were putting him down, like, because he said, it ain't that I'm against the vaccine. He said, I'm telling you, I took the vaccine and it didn't help. You know? So that's what it is.
Well, I'm sure somebody will come out with a song to counter his song, because if you think about it, That was actually done once before when Joe Walsh came out with Southern Man, and then Lynyrd Skynyrd came out with Sweet Home Alabama right afterwards, and he's writing the lyrics bashing Joe Walsh. Southern Man don't need you around anyhow. I mean.
Yep. Well, but that's, you know, that doesn't.
Neil Young.
Yeah, that was Neil Young. They're talking about Neil Young.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all right. We don't do research anyway on this show. We're unprofessional. We're unprofessional as hell, you know.
Well, you guys are musicians too. You knew who I meant. But you know, I think too, some people don't realize. That the people that are vaccinated that are still getting it are actually getting the Delta variant version of it, and that's the mutated version of – it's not the original COVID that was released or however it came about on the world. You know, it's not that original version. So we're taking the vaccine that is based on that original version, not on the Delta variant that is more contagious than the variant that we got the vaccine for. And that's part of the protest.
What you're saying right there is part of the protest. You see, that's how the government's doing it. They make everybody take a vaccine, and then it don't work. It don't work. So what they say is, oh, now we got the Delta version, you know. So now they're going to make you take another one. And if that don't work, they're going to say, we got the Rudy Poot version now.
You know,
so then you're going to take another vaccine.
They're not even creating a vaccine for the Delta variant. The Delta version of it.
But see, you're skipping over. That's the other part of the protest. The other part of the protest, and it makes sense to me. You know, it makes sense to me. Nothing works. So since it didn't work to save face, they're going to throw a Delta one at you. You know, and you can believe that. You can believe that if you want, or you don't have to believe it. And I'm
we all know that viruses like this, they mutate. That's why they have you get a booster shot, a booster flu shot, because some versions of the flu aren't as contagious, or it'll mutate. And they do. They're organisms that do mutate so that they can pass on their genetic makeup more. And that's basically I don't know. I kind of understand it because I was always into science and into biology and studying genetics and things like that. So I have a propensity to understand a lot of how viruses and bacterium work, their growth process, their mutations. Or basically what a mutation is an evolution. They evolve just like humans evolved. I mean, we become immune to certain things in our environment. There's people that have natural immunity to malaria. I mean, it's just they've lived around it. Or they know what plant medicines are around to stop it, to prevent it, you know. But those medicines are completely different than what's being manufactured by man as these vaccines. The plant medicines, they were put here for our people. And I think that's a sad thing, you know, about colonialism and losing our medicine people, is these things and this knowledge isn't passed down, you know, so you don't know what you can, what's available out there in the wild that you can, or people just aren't interested in it. Like, I got elderberries growing in the backyard. My landlord was saying, well, I was going to cut the weeds down. I'm like, dude, look, you live out in another county. Don't come here thinking you're going to cut the, I'm taking care of the yard. Do not cut my medicine down, man. What? I said, dude, that's my medicine. I'm going to take them berries and I'm going to cook them down and I'm going to make a tea. It helps boost your immune system. Leave my plants alone. Anything I have growing here is medicine. Leave my shit alone, dude. And it's, okay.
now let's step back. You know, you're talking about all these mutations and all that. You know, you got off into the science trip. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you believe that science. I'm glad you must have read and studied it, Philip. I'm glad you got into it deeper than I ever want to get into it, you know? So there's a whole bunch of people like me, Philip, that don't give a rat's ass about mutations and all that science in it, you know? So it's just gibberish to us. What we go by, what I go by, is what happened to me, okay? I live my life by experience. Now, I took a flu shot and caught the flu for 90 days one time. And I never liked taking flu shots. But why did I take a flu shot? Because one of my relatives, a girl that happened to be a nurse, she became a nurse, and I'm proud of her for being a nurse, and she came and said, oh, I was stopped in that hospital, and she came with her sweet little voice, oh, you should take the flu shot. And I didn't want to disrespect her. I was proud that she's a nurse. So I said, okay, just for her, I did it. And I got sicker than hell. A three-month flu.
Yep.
That was worse than the COVID deal. So I live my life like that. I don't take flu shots.
Dude, I can add to that because I've had the same experience. And you know, you work at a company and then they have a nurse come in and we're giving out the flu shot and I'm like, no, I don't want it. What are you talking about? You don't want it? It's free. And you know, if you get sick, you're not getting paid for time off. And you know, I don't care. I'm not putting that in my body. Well, then if you get sick, we don't want to hear you come. And as soon as everybody gets their shot, and I'm still sitting there now, mind you, to this day, I have not had a flu shot in 35 years. I don't get the flu. I have not gotten the flu in 35 years. But I sit there and I watch people at companies that I've worked for, they get the shot, and they're dropping like flies, and I'm the only one still working.
It's just like the polio vaccine. They found out the polio vaccine years later was part of the reason why people caught polio.
Oh.
You know, they're just talking about that. And there's another disease, a couple other diseases, where they started, we had a big polio breakout at a certain time in the 50s or whenever that was. And because people got polio from the vaccine, there's even still lawsuits and stuff like that. Anyway, what I'm saying is our people, you know, I want to keep the show simple. I don't want to have people out there, scientists, arguing, you know, because I don't listen to them anyway. I'm living life with experience. And also, I know people real close to home, including my son, that got autism. So I'm really don't like to gamble with children's lives. You know what I mean? I'm not going to gamble with children's life. You only got one chance, and people learn too late about this. You got one chance, and the white man has a good saying. They should live by it. It says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm really careful about what goes on. Now, of course, if I break my leg and the only way to fix it is have them give me a shot of some heroin or morphine or whatever and dig in there and fix it, yeah, all right, I'm stuck. I'm going to have to do it. And then, like, when I broke my leg, they also gave me some oxycodone. And I took that, and it only lasted, like, a couple nights of that, and I quit. I didn't take it no more, you know. I didn't like it. And same way with some of their other narcotics drugs. I didn't like it. But my point is, if it looks like it's better to take something, I'll let my common sense guide me or let Wakan Tonka guide me. But if it ain't broke, I'm not going to try to fix it. And that's my point here. So if I don't see no need to, if I'm living all right and everything's cool right now, I'm not sticking nothing in my arm. I'm doing fine and dandy right now, you know. But let me also go back a month here. I had a cousin named Lori, and she had a son. The whole family got COVID. They didn't take the shot, they said. They didn't take the shot. They didn't take the poke, like Eric Clapton says. So they all caught COVID. There was four of them, a girl, the father, the mother, and the son. These are my cousins, second cousins in Oklahoma. Their grandma and my grandpa, brother and sister. So they all caught COVID, but the girl and the father survived it and got out. The son and the mother, my cousin Lori, first the son died, and he was only like 30-something years old, and he died. And then about 3 weeks later, she died. And before she died, she was telling her brother, my cousins, they were on the news. They had a news video of them telling people to take the shot. My cousin Lori, or Sherry, her sister, was on the news, and Robert and them were saying, take the shot, don't be stupid, because Lori said before she died, I wish I would have took the shot. I feel so stupid, blah, 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 you know. And, you know, it was sad because she died. So she lost her son, and she died because they didn't take the shot. Or they said because they didn't take the shot. You know, so these kind of cases like this, people use as evidence and proof to take the shot. And I can sit here and say, yeah, man, she should have took the shot. But I'm also saying, you know, if they took the shot and this COVID was so badass that they got, that it killed them, then maybe that shot wouldn't have helped them. Because I notice there's some people that are dying. They're saying it's from COVID. But there's something out there, and we'll call it COVID. There's something out there so powerful that it's actually killing people. And I agree with that part. But Oscar De La Hoya, here's a boxer. He was supposed to fight coming up, and he was training. Healthy as all hell. Now he's laying in bed knocking on heaven's door. The COVID is so bad. This boxer and all the shape he's in is knocking on heaven's door even after he was vaccinated. So what is going on? There's something really powerful out there that, to me, it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or what. It's going to kill you. And that's the thing I'm talking about. You know, it's really powerful, whatever it is. And one thing Eric Clapton said is the governments appear to know more or even participate in this deadly thing that's happening out there that's killing people in countries left and right. It's killing people in this country, so they say. And it's a bad thing. And who's responsible for it? You know, that's the other thing. So to me, it's more than just the shot. It's more than just the vaccination. Because look at Trump got COVID and skipped in and skipped right out of the hospital. You know? And some people catch COVID like just like Trump, skip in and skip out. You know? And some people are laid up really bad hard from this. So it really, there's something out there that's so bad and so powerful that I don't think there's no vaccine or no medication for it. It's something that's scaring the hell out of people and forcing them into this way of life. Get vaccinated, wear that mask, or we're going to snitch on you, just like Dave said on the radio show.
Wow.
You know? That's what it is. And it's a fact. You know? It's a fact. People are dying from something out there. You know? And, you know, I hope I don't catch it. And I hope you don't catch it. And I hope nobody catches it that I know. But I seen people on Facebook really, really it took down over it. I've been sick myself, but I never put it on Facebook or all that stuff. I don't go that route and GoFundMe and all that. You know, I get sick. I just get sick, and you ain't going to know. I mean, a lot of times I was on the radio show sick, I just mute myself when I'm coughing, you know, and or whatever, you know. And this been going on. But, like I said, if you feel comfortable, if the shot makes you feel comfortable, do it, you know. So, you know, whatever is, to me, the whole thing is a mental state. If you have a powerful mental state and you're feeling good about yourself, I don't think you're going to get sick. So if that getting the shot vaccinated adds to your mental state, then, you know, it's like that placebo effect. You know, it's gonna help you. Having a strong mind is the whole deal in this, I think. I'm saying I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think you are absolutely onto something there, because in some Eastern cultural beliefs, the power of the mind can heal your can heal your ills, your illnesses. It's just, you know, from my looking at and being interested in other cultures and how they, you know, their spiritual beliefs, and that is one of, like, Hindu beliefs, where they believe that, you know, the power of the mind can actually heal the body. It's a, like you were saying, a mental state.
And you know, because I learned from Sundance, and, you know, I learned not having water for 4 days. I learned how powerful the human mind is. Because me, I love to drink water. I love to drink. I love them liquids. And I used to tell myself every time I'm going back to Sundance, I say, man, I love to drink. Why in the hell am I going to do this again for? You know, I was always going in with having this doubt. But once I get in there, have my final meal, have my final drink of water, and go in that teepee and wake up in the morning and I'm out in that circle, I'm switched to a different person, you know. I'm out there a different person and praying and doing, you know. And I came out of it for 20-something odd years, you know, doing this, you know. I know the mind, and it doesn't matter if you're I see these young guys, weightlifters and stuff, they can't handle it. The second day they run off, they run away. I seen Marine Corps officers come to Sundance, you know, trying to show off the first couple of days, piercing and all that. Next thing, where are they at the next day? They ran off in the night, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's having a strong mind, you know. And I even told a couple of my bros, a couple of us more Chepa guys, said, man, that must be healthy to be a fat ass. You should speak for yourself, you know. Because all these skinny guys looking up there, they're out here, you know, dying and running off and all this stuff. But all those fat guys are still there at the Sundance dancing, you know. And it has to do with the mind. And this COVID, there's more to this disease. It's got to be something in the air, in the water, or in some of the food that they passed around. You know? Because some people catch it and they're almost dead, and some people don't. Some people die from it, and some people don't. And what is it? It ain't from breathing their air. Where, you know, you go places. I live on the res, man. There's nothing but sky and air all around me. How can somebody catch COVID and I don't? You know? And it's got to be something they're giving us that's turning to COVID or whatever it is, some kind of killer disease they're squishing into something, in the gas, the exhaust gas or something, you know, something out there. But like I said, I don't travel that much. You know, I didn't go no place all day yesterday, all day today. Car sitting out there. And sometimes it's days like that, I don't go no place. So I'm not being hit with extra exhaust fumes. I'm not getting hit by extra blah, 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 you know. That's why I was telling some guy in New York City, he was trying to be funny on Facebook, talking about all the human gas people let out and blah, 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 and everybody's breathing it. I said, yeah, well, you know, make everybody take a spoonful of vanilla and then walk out the next day. If it smells like vanilla out there in the city, then you know how powerful it is. You know, that's a good way to measure, you know. If New York City smells like vanilla, make everybody take a spoonful of vanilla one day, and next day see how powerful the vanilla is. Then you know how powerful, how much gas they're letting out. You want to do a science subject, you know, project, you know. You know, but you know, there's something out there that's giving people COVID other than, you know. Because look at Oscar De La Hoya's knocking on heaven's door. Eric Clapton made this video about this stuff. And Van Morrison seconded it. You know, these are famous people. What is going on, you know? Is it a virus like flu virus? Or is it something that we're getting some other kind of way, you know?
Wow.
You know, is it some other form that people are getting it instead of, you know, something that even a mask don't protect, you know? Something mm-hmm. that even the vaccine ain't helping, you know? And, yeah, we can go into all this Delta variants and all that stuff they're coming up with. And blah, 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 the science in it, mutate it and all that, what they say. But how is that? You know? What is really going on? You know? And that's the thing. So since I don't know that, I'm saying we're going to do the best we can, stay away from people. And one good thing, so I don't get shot, I'm not going to tell people whether to wear a mask or not, you know. It's violent out there too, so I'm not going to go out there and rattle those trees, you know. But I'm just saying, we need to be careful. But we need to act as respectful indigenous people. We need to go out there and do the best we can to represent our indigenous nations. You know, I hear people saying, my tribe's better than your tribe. I seen a fight on Facebook. Some guy said, had a picture of a guy with a fancy braid and making fun of Si Chong Hu and Oglala jokes, you know. But that turned into a little squabble and the old Lala said, well, Si Chong Hu's are always lying, you know, right away included everybody in it, you know. So to me, he wasn't a good representative of the Oglala Nation, you know. We have to have respect if we want to be proud Lakota, then let's act respectful. If we're going to be proud Navajo or Apache or whatever tribe you are, let's prove you got pride and let's act respectful. Let's don't run around telling people, you better wear your mask or I'm not talking to you, or if you don't get the vaccine, don't come on this radio show. Or if you don't get the vaccine, blah, 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 I'm throwing you out of AIM, you know, or stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. My whole message in this whole 2 hours that I've been saying is, and sorry for taking 2 hours on it, is let's not be that way. For those of you who took the shot, you, Philip, my son, my relatives, I'm happy you took it. And happy that you're my guinea pigs, you know. I got my eye on you, you know. I got my eye on you, you know. And And maybe I will. If it comes out good in a year or two, I see you still have a lustrous growth of hair, then, yeah, I'll go take it. But, shit, if you show up all hot day. And a year from now, I'll say, man, I'm glad I didn't do that. You know? Or like the black guy says, yeah, man, I'm watching y'all. I'm watching y'all a lot, you know. So, you know what I mean? How about you, Jennifer?
Hold on. Can you? Oh, okay.
You're sound. You got a really echo, or maybe it's just me.
Okay, how about
she
now?
Got an echo. It sounds better.
Now?
Yeah,
okay.
It sounds better.
I have the speaker on, and the acoustics in this one little room is kind of echoey.
Wow.
But I've been listening, and it's interesting stuff that could be happening in this world, but then it's considered as conspiracy theories. That my thing, as you always know, I'm going to say is something on the spiritual aspects of how I look at things from the Lakota viewpoint, and I stick with what I know of that is either from the spirits themselves telling us, guiding us, or it's something that we've been shown by medicine men that to help us through this pandemic is what I call it. We did survive the SARS when it hit the Rosebud. And what the medicine men did there was they used cedar and made tea and put it on the stone people. And so it became like a nebulizer. But we all know that the heat, that the coronavirus is fragile in the heat. In the nose cavity is the coldest part of your body. And that needs to be heated up because that's where it incubates. So our sweat lodges, you know darn well, get super hot. And I was reading on one chart while you guys are talking that it can be killed at 160 degrees Fahrenheit for 3 minutes. That's, I don't know the Celsius. It said 75 Celsius, but I didn't write down the other stuff. But anyway, so when you lower the temperature at 149 degrees, it'll take a little bit longer. It'll take 5 minutes to kill the virus. And if you lower it to 140 degrees, it'll take approximately 20 minutes to kill the virus. And so when we go into the sweat lodge, you know, it's a whole different ball game because we're in the spiritual realm. We live between the physical and the spiritual realm. So we're able to kind of go back and forth kind of like that. And our spirits that come to us and guide and talk to us, you know, the stone people themselves, they breathe on us with their breath. And we've been doing this for eons in sitting on the ground or even on carpets that we never shampoo or afterwards we're done because our skin cells are dripping off and we're sweat glands and all the toxins are oozing out of us and in our towels and on the flooring and all this stuff. And we've been shoulder to shoulder almost practically on everybody's lap, breathing in whoever is sick, doctoring them. And we're sharing Chinupa, and God knows who might have what. And yet we've been doing this for years and years and eons, I said generations, and we don't get sick in our ceremonies. If anything, it helps us. So what I see mostly is the colonized natives that are out in different areas that don't have access to get scared. Because they don't have access to that, and so they think their only alternative is to turn to the Lesotho synthetic crap that they've designed to convince that that's what's going to cure. But it is not a cure. It's just something that is going to be continual in their head, just like with the MMRs that are needed and treated. That's not a cure. If it was a cure, it would be gone, and we wouldn't have to deal with it. We could just move on and deal with whatever new virus comes along and eliminate that polio and all those other past diseases that the white man brought to us. But there are some natives out there that believe that it's a white man's disease and needs to be treated with a white man's remedy, but that's not true. We've had people come to our ceremonies with COVID, and we've gotten rid of it. We know how. We know how to get rid of AIDS. We know how to help people with diabetes. But we can't show the white people because they'll try to come in and grab the same plant or whatever we use and try to encapsulate it, and it won't work. They will, again, continue to have side effects because they cannot understand, and they're not taught in medical schools about the spiritual portions of the plant people actually come into our bodies and corrects whatever imbalances are that gives us a disease. And so it doesn't go just in like a pill and then goes into our stomach and then gets dispersed through our hearts and gets to our toes and our fingers in our head before it gets to our kidneys, if that's, you know what I'm saying? So it goes directly to whatever is ailing us, and that's what sets us apart as understanding our medicines. And each tribe, there's 574 federally recognized tribes still here in the USA, and each of us do have a vaccine for this. But I couldn't tell you what the Paiutes are using or the Navajos, or I just only know Lakota. And even though with that, there's various plants that I know of, and I've been guiding and helping a lot of people that have gotten COVID. But the first thing I tell them is it's not an automatic death sentence. There is a higher percentage rate of recovery that's not being talked about. Everybody focuses on the lack of, well, the death of who has been getting it. Well, each year the flu season comes along, and each season they guess along which flu strain that they need to develop a strain of vaccine for. And, you know, every year, how many years times that people catch a cold. Now suddenly a cold, they're realizing that they should be washing their hands more, that they should be more alert of who they might be infecting. People just automatically assume it's a mild virus and come to work all sick and coughing and sneezing and whatever that they do, touching their keyboard, spreading the cold around like they've been doing. And to me, it's always been common sense of the cure of the common cold. It's boosting your immune system. It's making sure you get adequate rest. And if you're, you know, sick from certain diseases, yeah, you're going to have to put extra protection in your immune system. And suddenly my phone's acting retarded. But anyway, there are many things that we can do. And I'm a big believer in the sun, especially because we're sun dancers. We develop a special relationship with the sun. We have a personal, like a telepathic wave that we communicate with the sun. And so I look at the sun as a friend. I don't look at it as an object that has dangerous UV rays. I don't look at it like that. That's just insane to me. But I've had the sun help me cure cataracts. I've had cataracts and my eyes are getting cloudy. But I sat in the sun and I prayed, and it doesn't even take long. And I just recently went to the eye doctor, and he says my eyes are healthy. As being the age that I am, he says that, you know, it's just there's no sign of glaucoma, no signs of cataract. And he says my eyes are healthy. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, I know, that's good. But, you know, the pharmaceuticals, I've noticed whenever people go to the doctor in these past 2 years, everybody is suddenly labeled with a vitamin D deficiency. And so they're trying to encapsulate the sun in what they call vitamin D, and they're not going to do it. The sun generates something like 14,000 units of whatever, and that they collected in their little data to measure the sun's ability to heal. And but then the pills only have 5,000. So there's a difference that they cannot encapsulate anything from the sun. So you have to really look at the way the white man has been taught in their medical schools. They are deemed as experts, but then our people, I think, are being somewhat endangered at some point, because even if somebody's listening to me, I get weird friend requests from people all over the world that are suddenly wearing medical suits and wanting to be my friend, but I delete them because I know what's in their mind, and it's money, and they want to know what I know. But it's not going to happen for them, even if I told them what I know, because they are not going to be able to communicate with spirit, so the plant people. And there's just so many things, levels that I understand, and that's why I guess I'm called Lakota Medicine Woman, and that itself I don't understand fully, but I do know enough that we can combat this virus as Native, like-minded people, indigenous, if we return back to the old ways and get rid of these wasikus that think that they know more than our people. That's kind of how I look at it.
Well, let me say this, you know, and you're right about our spirituality, and especially about the sun. And there's so much people don't know about vitamins and things. You know, we're almost getting running out of time, so I'm not going to go off into a bunch of debate over that. Or how having our hair is really important with this energy from solar, from the sun, from solar system and everything else. You know, these are, you know, of course, you know, Lakota people's views of everything from experience. But I got really sick one time. I'm making this a fast story. And I couldn't even play guitar. I thought everything was wrong with me, and I tried to get help over here. Anyway, I went to Russian doctors, and right away they found out what was wrong with me. I was lacking vitamin Bs, you know, B6, B12, you know. So anyway, I took this back and solved my problem, long story short. The other thing is what she is talking about. Our spirituality. You know, as COVID showed up 200 years ago, as it was in COVID 200 years ago, what would our people be doing about it? You know, how would our people fight it? Would we be running around making people wear masks and get vaccines and all that? You know, we wouldn't. You know, we had a way to deal with all this stuff. One thing is, like she said, sweat lodge, you know, going to sweat lodge all the time. And going back to, I'll call it Shunka, you know, so while she don't lock this up, you know, Shunka. One time, you know, I was always helping the medicine man, and I was making Shunka. I was, you know, this is my dream, what I was following, you know. I won't get into that, but I was making chuka for the medicine man. In them days, we were having ceremonies, sometimes 5-6 times a week. And man, we were having to whip out, you know, having Chunka all this time. And one time I went for a physical, and the doctor asked me, they asked, what do I eat? They're asking me, what do I eat? They said, because you have a high rate of minerals and vitamins in your body that nobody else has, that other people are lacking. What is it that you have? You know, my blood test, everything was good. Cholesterol, everything. And they said, what is it? You have a higher number of zinc. They were naming off minerals, zinc, stuff like that. And I was thinking, you know, about that. Right away I realized, because I'm eating chunka 5 or 6 times a week. And even my son, when he was premature, when one time, every day they were testing his blood. They were testing his blood, you know, because he was like 1 pound, 6 ounces, and they're having to test it. And every day they were there testing him. And we started sneaking in chunka to him. And they kept telling us he's going to die and all this stuff. And, the medicine man, you know, came, had ceremony. And right away, we started sneaking chunka into him, you know, because they kept telling us he's not going to survive. So we put this, you know, in the eyedropper. We had chunka, was putting in his mouth. And his little mouth is working, too. He's liking that stuff. And we're giving him chunka. And after about 2 months, he was still there. When they said he was going to die in 3 days, he was going to die in a week. He ain't going to survive. And all of a sudden, he's still there. There was one doctor that had been down on the res, ceremonies and stuff. And he learned, he knew about our culture. And he asked, he said, are you guys giving him buffy soup? Because, of course, he had all these signs in his blood. And I know what they were, probably zinc, probably minerals, all these special things and medicine that they couldn't, nobody else would give them. And that doctor asked us, are you guys doing the puppy soup? Get serious. I said, oh, no, we're not doing that. You know? But you see, this was our way of dealing with this. And it's not just about the chunka. It's everything Jennifer said, the sun, the stars, the everything, the medicines we get from the earth that Indians pass around every day. We're always getting bitter root, bear root, sage. We're always passing this stuff around each other all the time, and we take them. And this is the reason why we're still here on this earth after Custer and everybody tried to wipe us out. You know, we're here. And it's important for us to understand spirituality. Our way of life in a spiritual way is the most important thing for the indigenous nations. They need to find out their own self, where they come from, their language and their songs. And one more thing. When we take medicine, when the Lakota takes medicine, when we have ceremonies, we do these songs with the drum beat, with the drum, you know, with the drum and songs that go with these medicines. And how does that work? When you're singing on a drum, and I'm saying this real quick right now, imagine there's a drum. Listen in your ear for this drum beat. This drum beat connects with your heartbeat. And even if your heart is in some other kind of motion or some other kind of way, when this drum comes in, like at sundance, when your heart's going exactly the same as this drum beat, and when your heart's beating exactly with this drum beat, what's happening? Your blood, your heart valves, your oxygen, and everything's flowing perfectly like a car with fuel injection. It's letting the precise amount of fuel in to make this car run beautiful. While the same way with our body. And when we take these medicines, when you take medicine and that drum beat's kicking in, it's distributing this medicine in a perfect way through your system that the white man can't duplicate, because he ain't going to sing a song to you. He's not going to play that drum when you're having medicine. He's not going to do this, you know? So that medicine he gave you ain't even working. So maybe if you did take the COVID vaccination, maybe you should start playing the drum while you're at it to make it go through right, you know? But that's why we sing songs and ceremonies, sweat, and when we take medicine, we sing songs, because the best precise way to have these medicines distributed through your body, through every molecule you have from head to toe, is with these songs, that drum. So anyway, we really short running out of time, so Philip, any last comments? Okay, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was going to add to, with the songs, there's also tobacco ties that give the personal command to what's dealing the spirits. We don't even have to tell them out loud what we need. And they leave the tobacco ties like secret code. And there's a reason why we make 400 certain colors, 402 or 6, whatever. There's a reason why we do that, because it matches our cellular makeup. And so everything every altar is different. So every medicine man is not going to be the same of what another one teaches you, because it depends on their spirit helper. And that can't be tapped into either. So it's very intricate what we do. It's high science, it's vast, and I like what you said about the puppy, how it is, and how, you know, the depths of how it can help us in other ways.
Layla, any last comments? We got to go.
Yes, thank you so much for coming forward with your wisdom. Jennifer, I hang on every word. Wombly, you know, I'm your biggest fan. So I love you all so much. Philip, later.
All right. All right. Everybody, good night. Toshake.
Toshake.